Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest Bauer Power Hour podcast for episode 21, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. It's Eric, the moderator from the Bauer Power Hour message board. I will be filling in for Ariel again. I have some good news. Ariel will be returning next week. So everyone give her a big warm welcome from her hiatus. Now let's recap the latest episode. As Kara puts jihadist propaganda on Jabirian's computer, Tony forces him to read a terrorist statement in front of a camera, or he and his brother will be killed. Tony keeps promising him that if he does as he's told, he'll live through this. Two cops come by, called by the neighbors about the noise. With Tony holding him at gunpoint behind the door, Jabirian tells them it was just noisy, drunken friends who he had sent away. Chloe isn't finding any chatter on the CTU servers. Jack has her expand the search by checking on all Muslims in the DC metro area. Janice protests this is racial profiling, but Jack says there is no other choice. Jack forgets what he's saying mid-sentence, and Chloe realizes that Jack hasn't told her about his illness. She confronts Jack as he injects himself. He confesses that he only has a day or two left to live, but that's not important. He's accepted it. He wants everyone focused on doing their job. They get back to work, and Chloe finds that $2 million from the account of a Muslim relief organization has been transferred over the last 6 months to the account of a Jabirian Al-Jazarian, whose web account shows he's been looking at jihadist propaganda. His visa has expired, so they don't have an address. But his INS form lists a personal contact. Muhutadi Goar is the imam at a Georgetown mosque. Jack insists on going with Renee to talk to the imam. He has to see this through. Meanwhile, Olivia meets with Martin Collier, who is taken aback that she wants him to take care of Jonas Hodges. He warns her that once she does this, she'll have to live with it the rest of her life. Olivia doesn't want any lectures about conscience from him, and she promises him a White House staff position in return. He agrees to her plan. Meanwhile, U.S. Marshal Sullivan gives Jonas a dossier about his new identity. Hodges insisted at Sullivan's attitude towards him. Hodges throws the dossier at him as he leaves. Jack and Renee talk to Gore, the imam, who recognizes Jack from his hearing on television. Goar won't reveal Jabirian's address and insists that Jabirian is an innocent man. Janice calls with the address. It was found on the police report of the domestic disturbance called at Jabirian's home. Jack forces Goar to come with them so that he can warn Jabirian that they are coming. Jack forces Goar to come with them so that he can't warn Jabirian that they are coming. Tony coerces Jabirian to announce to his brother, Hamid, that he is a terrorist. They need Hamid to tell the police later that his brother was an extremist. By convincing Hamid of this, Jabirian will be saving his life. Hamid, disbelieving at first, spits in Jabirian's face. Kara is concerned that Hamid isn't really convinced, but Tony says if he's not, he will be after the attack. Olivia talks to a hired assassin, Martin, over the phone. He wants her to transfer the $200 million payment. She hangs up, goes to her computer, and then hesitates. Will she click execute or cancel? Aaron Pierce enters with news that the president has had her father transferred to the White House for his safety because of the possible bioweapon attack. Olivia says she'll be there in a moment. She finally clicks on cancel and calls Martin's voicemail to say that she couldn't go through with it. Olivia joins her mother and her father's bedside. The two have an emotional reunion. The president tells Henry that she's not sure what Olivia is holding. But Olivia says that she understands now how hard it is for a leader to make decisions. Olivia knows how painful the decision to let Hodges get off easy was. Henry happily watches his wife and daughter reconcile. Meanwhile, as Jack and Renee speed towards Jabirian's home, Chloe calls. She finds that the timestamps on the money transfers in Jabirian's web browsing history were faked. All were created 30 minutes ago. He's being framed. Jack tells Guller the news and uncuffs him. Guller is surprised that the authorities would admit to being wrong and tells Jack that he forgives him. Guller hopes that Jack will at least forgive himself. I gave up on that a long time ago, says Jack. Guller answers that it is never too late to turn towards God. Sullivan, getting ready to transport Hodges to his new life, refers to him by his new name, Mr. Tippett. Hodges is looking at photos of his family, but Sullivan confiscates them. He cannot keep anything that would tie him to his old life. Hodges asks Sullivan if he likes his job because he doesn't appear to be someone satisfied ferrying around prisoners. Sullivan says he doesn't plan to have this job his whole life. Hodges approves and says he doesn't intend to be Mr. Tippett forever either. Hodges is bundled into an SUV. Once he's alone in the back seat, Hodges retrieves a photo of his wife and daughter from his shirt. While Sullivan fills out paperwork with an FBI guard, the SUV suddenly explodes into a fiery blast, killing Hodges instantly. Tim Rudd reports to President Taylor and Olivia about the status of Jack's mission. A call coming in that Hodges was killed by a car bomb. Wood says that this may have been an inside job. Olivia ducks out and makes a panicked call to Martin, who tells her to calm down and stop talking about this over the phone. He wants to meet her in Pershing Park as soon as she can get there. Meanwhile, Jack, Renee, and Goer arrive at Jabirian's home, where a SWAT team is already staked out. A hostel is holding a man hostage. Goer identifies the bound man as Hamid. They're holding Hamid as leverage, which means that the attack is probably already in motion. The hostel inside is their last chance to find out where and when the attack is taking place. Jack leads the team inside, where a flash grenade distracts the hostel. He tries to take Hamid hostage, but Hamid moves quickly, smashing a mirror and driving a shard into the man's neck. Jack shouts at him to stop. They need this man alive to find out where to find Jabirian. Hamid relents, and Jack calls for a medic. As Kara works with a bioweapon engineer to prime the bioweapon, Tony drags Jabirian into the back of a mobile unit where some other operatives. The attack will happen in the next 10 or 15 minutes. The computer screens are showing live footage from a subway platform as early morning commuters board a train. What are you going to have me do? Asks Jabirian. You'll find out, says Tony. Favorite moments of this episode: Jonas Hodges' death and the car explosion. Olivia making the decision not to go ahead with her plan for revenge. Their reunion between Taylor, Olivia, and Roger. Chloe's reaction to the news about Jack's condition. Jack admitting he was wrong. Least favorite part of this episode: again, no Kim in this episode. The group didn't appear in this episode. I'm now looking over the responses from Podomatic Facebook and the Bauer Power Hour message board. Bill wrote on the Bauer Power Hour message board that I really liked the scene between Chloe and Jack. Mary Lynn reached down into her gut and pulled some great emotional feelings. Kiefer and Mary Lynn played it very well. Bill also called a big cliffhanger for the season finale. He thinks there will be some unfinished business carrying into season 8. Just to inform everyone, the deadline for the contest is now closed. Ariel will announce the winner next week during the Bauer Power Hour podcast, so be sure to listen. Now, for question of the week 5. The question for this week is quite fun, so be sure to post your answers in the question of the week section on the Bauer Power Hour message boards under the Bauer Power Hour podcast discussion area, or send your answers to Ariel. The question of the week is, what do you think will be resolved before the end of the season, and what plots do you see being unanswered? If you have any questions for Ariel, you can email her at BauerPowerHour@Podomatic.com. That's BauerPowerHour@Podomatic.com. Also, remember to be sure to visit the Bauer Power Hour website at www.BauerPowerHour.BraveHost.com. That's www.BauerPowerHour.BraveHost.com for message boards, wallpaper, and so much more. Everyone, also be sure to check out the Bauer Power Hour video blog located on the main page of the Bauer Power Hour fan site, where you can post thoughts and comments on the latest episodes, predictions, and ideas for the website. Until the next Bauer Power Hour, this is Eric saying goodbye, and Ariel will be back next week. And I will talk to all of you soon. Later.